Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, direct sales specialist in the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm very blessed that you're here today. God has a magnificent plan for you, and I know that you're not on this call or listening to the replay by accident. He has divinely appointed our time together, and I want you to know that I don't take it lightly, that I feel very honored, humbled, and blessed just to be with you this morning. Before we start, I want to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for speaking through my mouth of clay. Lord, use me as a vessel. I pray that you will give us supernatural recall of the scripture and of your word, and that you will just bless those that are hearing your word today, Lord. I know that there are many people that are suffering with colds and sinus infections and sickness and cancer and all of these other things, Lord. We just ask right now that your comforting touch bring peace to them. And Lord, that you heal them right now in Jesus' name, that they can receive their healing, because we know that you paid for it over 2,000 years ago. Lord, just like any gift that we are ever given, Lord, we know that in order to actually be able to open that gift and take and partake of it, Lord, that we just need to say thank you. So we want to thank you for the healing that's taking place. Lord, I pray that you'll bless our time today, that we will walk away as new creatures and not as the same as we were when we came. Lord, we love you. We just want to bless you. We just want to thank you that you've given us another day to serve you, and we want to thank you for your word. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, I want to talk to you about the best decision I ever made. And I know that you're probably thinking, okay, great, I thought we were coming to a Bible study here in a prayer call. I want you to know that I pray for you each and every day. And I will be praying. And this is a study of God's Word. But, you know, when I was 6 years old, I can remember the very moment that this happened in my life. And for you, it might not be when you were six. It might be when you're 36 or 46 or 66 or 96. But we all get to that point where we have to make a decision. It tells us in Joel about the valley of the decision, Joel 3. And what that is it's just talking about receiving the blessings of God and becoming one of his children. And for me, I was 6 years old. I was sitting in first grade in Mrs. Hill's class, and it was Good Friday. It was the Friday before Easter, and we had a half day of school, and she was doing a flannel graph, which I loved those. I don't know if you know what they are, but they're just little pieces of flannel that are cut out, and you can move them as, you know, make little stories and story scenes and pictures. And that was the first time I can ever remember seeing Jesus on the cross, that he had died for our sin, and my heart was broken. And my best girlfriend, Janelle, and I both received Jesus into our hearts that day, and my life's never been the same. But I can tell you it's not been always easy, and it hasn't been perfect. But I have the peace that goes beyond all understanding that the Lord's going to bring me through. And I want you to be able to understand a little bit about that, and I want you to have that same confidence. I want you to have that same peace. Many people search and search all over for peace and for confidence, and it really comes from knowing who you are in Christ. Now, Matt, the reason why I wanted to share this with you today and kind of give you an outline and walk you through some of the steps and kind of share my heart and my story with you is because many, many people, I can tell you on a weekly basis, I get calls, emails, text messages, Facebook messages on, I love that you're open about your faith. Can you tell me more? Or how can I minister in the marketplace? How are you not ashamed of your faith? How can you share this? How do you really bring people to the Lord? And I wanted to give you just what I do. And I don't know if you want to use the same steps or not, but that's completely up to you. I also want you to search your own heart, because I would hate to have the thought that I've known you, or even that you've just crossed my path for the very first time and you didn't take the opportunity and I didn't share about how, you know, Jesus can totally change your life. So thank you for being with me and allowing me to share the best decision I ever made with you and letting me share that secret with you. You know, many people search for their money issues, their peace, their, you know, power of control, their confidence, how they want to be more of a person that they intended to be, more of what they were really created for. They feel that they've got a longing inside. They're searching for something, and they're not sure where to find it. But I've got really good news for you today, because today I'm going to share with you that decision, the best decision that I ever made, and that made all the difference for me in every aspect of my life and of my business. And to be honest with you, like I mentioned before, things haven't always been perfect, easy, great, but I can tell you that the Lord has always drawn me closer to Him during those harder times, and He's blessed me so abundantly. He's given me a positive outlook on life, positive energy, and a great mental attitude. I know, honestly, that no matter what I face, and I do mean that with my whole heart, no matter what I face, that God has given me abundance and that He loves me and that I will never be alone and I can make it through anything. I've been through near-death experiences, through tragic car accidents. I've been through death. I've been through loss of children. I mean, there's so many things. And I'm not trying to just tell you this, but I want you to know that no matter what you've gone through or what you're going through, there is nothing that God can't do and that He promises to be faithful and to give you love and to give you abundance. And I can tell you that regardless of what you've done, and I do mean regardless of what you've done, God loves you, and I know who I am in Christ, and I know that He loves me, and He has a great work that He's created each and every one of us to fulfill. Now, I don't share this with a lot of people, and I'm not proud of it by any means, but the Lord's brought me through so much. He's brought me through an abortion. He's brought me through sexual abuse as a child. He's brought me through so much. And I can tell you that God is so amazing, and I'm so in love with Him, and I'm so in love with life, and I am so in love with every moment that He's given me to breathe that I want to share it with everyone. So I'm so, so glad that you're here with us today. And I want to be able to share this with you and give you the same opportunities that I've had. And there are times, again, where I do have to just get on my face and literally just lay on the floor of my bedroom and just cry out to the Lord. There are times that I just feel like I can't handle it all, and I have to crawl up into His lap during my prayer time and just sit and let His peace caress me and just flow over my body and in through my heart. But I can tell you there are also mountaintop moments where I just feel like I just could go to be with Him right then and there. I'm so full of joy. You know, a lot of times we think about our businesses, and especially as entrepreneurs, and we think that we might be pushy, and we don't want to offer people the choice to get, you know, free product or hosting a show or join us in the business opportunity or even setting an appointment. Sometimes we have other needs that we could fill for other people, and maybe it's, you know, that you feel like you want to leave a legacy or make a difference in the lives of women or men's lives or pour something out to others or bless them. But instead of really being really, really controlling or selfish, we just don't. And we feel like, you know what, we just don't want to share that. And I want you to know that when you don't share Jesus with other people, that you're being very controlling and you're being selfish and you're really impacting eternity. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to heaven and have the Lord show me the missed opportunities that I may have had to have other people enjoy the same goodness and the same love that He's shown me. I don't want to ever be known as someone that's selfish. And I don't want that with your business, and I definitely don't want that with Jesus. So that's why I wanted to share this with you, because this is the best gift I've ever received, and it's the best thing I've ever done. That's the love of Jesus, having Him not just be my ticket out of hell, but having Him be the Lord of my life, having Him be my best friend when I needed Him most, when I felt most alone, and I felt so covered in guilt and shame and filth. The times when I didn't know how I was going to feed my children, the times when my husband didn't love me and wouldn't love me, all of those times Jesus was there. He was my best friend. He was the one that was loving me, and He loves me unconditionally. And I want you to know that He does the same for you. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you could do to make Him love you more than what He does right now. You couldn't do more good things. You couldn't stop doing bad things. He's going to love you exactly the same. So, friend, if you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, I'm going to just encourage you to do that with me right now and just follow the words that I say. You can just speak them softly if you like. I think I'm actually going to mute everyone so that you can say them out loud if you want to, so you don't feel uncomfortable, okay? And then we'll turn that back off later when I ask for prayer requests. You know, this is a really simple prayer, and I just want you to know that when you pray, a lot of people think, like, oh, you have to have all these prayers that you have to be able to recite from memory, and they have to be filled with these and those, and that's not the case. I want you to know that when I talk to Jesus, I'm just talking to him, but that's prayer. You know, it's talking to our Heavenly Father and having the Holy Spirit develop within us. It's so awesome. So just repeat after me if this is something that you'd like to do. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to die on a cross in my place. He died for the sins that I've committed. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for every sin that I've ever committed. Thank you. Come into my heart and save my life. I declare that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I will live for you with all of my heart until I see you face to face. Thank you for saving me, because I've made Jesus my Lord and Savior. I'm bound for heaven, and God is my Father. Thank you for saving me, forgiving me, and accepting me just as I am. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to think about what you really can do. You know, it tells us in the Word that if we confess it with our mouth, that Jesus is our Lord. All we have to do is believe. You know, I want to share just a few verses with you, because a lot of people think they have to work their way into salvation, and that's not the case. All you had to do was pray that simple prayer that I just prayed with you. It tells us in Titus 3:5 that he saved us not because of the righteous things we've done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. And in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one else can boast. You know, it tells us in Romans 3:10 that there is no one righteous, not even one. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can't get there by ourselves. But it also tells us in Romans 5:8 that God commands his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God knew that you were going to be a sinner, but he loved you so much, he says, you know, I want to be with them. I want to not only live in their heart, but I want to live in all eternity with them. I want to have fellowship with them. I want to love them and support them. So he made a way for us. You know, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Romans 10:9 through 10 tells us, if we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, for whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. John 1:12 says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become his children. Revelations 3:20 tells us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him. He comes into our heart. He gives our spirit man a new birth. 1 John 5:13 says, I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So many people question and they wonder, how can I have eternal life? How do I know for sure? That's our verse, 1 John 5:13. It also tells us in John 5:24, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. I want you to know that the power of sin is broken over your life. Read Romans 6 today. It tells you that. It says, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. So when we become, you know, his children, we're not really supposed to just, you know, say, okay, yeah, we're done, and keep doing what we want to do. Since we've died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, we also can have new lives. Since we've been united with him in his death, we are also raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ. When we said, Jesus, come into my heart, I'm a sinner, you know, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to know that the sin loses its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. When we died to Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Finish reading Romans 6 today. It's so, so powerful. But I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about, okay, so what do we do now that we've prayed? And we've asked Jesus into our hearts. You know, I just want to take a moment real quick before we go into the rest of just a few things that you could do real quick. Father God, thank you for your decision. And Father, you guys can go ahead and just repeat this after me if you like. I'm continuing receiving the knowledge of God's will for every area of my life, in all wisdom and in spiritual understanding, that I might fully please the Father in all things. I hear the voice of Jesus as my shepherd clearly, and I follow you, Jesus. By God's grace, I'm going to fulfill your plan for my life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you really are a child of God, and I don't want you to think that these are really, you know, required of you to be a child of God. But I do want you to know that Jesus is going to be living in your heart, and you're going to want to do things that might be a little bit different than what you've done before. We talked about that just a minute ago from Romans 6. So know that you want to take some time to pray daily. That's just talking to Jesus and talking to God, right? You might want to get up earlier in the morning for just a couple of minutes and pray. Just talk to God. You might want to start studying God's Word. You know, just as your body needs food to grow, so does your inner man, your spiritual man. It has needs, and it needs the Word of God to feed it and to build it up spiritually. Kind of like building up your muscles. I'm going to recommend that you start reading the book of John. Don't start at Genesis. A lot of people want to do that, and it's like, oh, no. Start in John, because I want you to fall in love with Jesus. This tells you all about Jesus, and it was written by John, who called himself the beloved of Jesus. And you can get a Bible at any bookstore, at Barnes & Noble's or Christian bookstore, even used bookstores, okay? So I want to encourage you to do that. Get a Bible today. Start reading it. You can even read it online, but there's some things for me that I love to have an actual Bible and read it in my hands. And then I want you to start fellowshipping with some other Christians. I want you to think about this. I want you to find a place that you can really worship God at church. There's something that happens when you're worshiping with other believers. There's a stronger anointing. It just feels so nice to know that other people think the same way that you do and believe the same way that you do. Plus, you're going to be able to find some Christian friends, right? Where do you find them? By going to church. Or starting to ask people. Start telling people about your decision. Find a Bible-believing church that you can plug into and confess your salvation to your friends. You don't have to be ashamed, and it doesn't have to be weird. Just say, you know what, I have Jesus into my heart, and I'm really excited. I have this new feeling and this new passion. You know, Christ wasn't ashamed to die publicly for you, and it's awesome when you start sharing him with other people. Maybe invite him to go to church with you and do the same things that you're doing. Maybe study together or pray together. One of the other things you're probably going to want to do while you're confessing with your mouth is saying, you know, Jesus is my Lord. And you have to start believing it in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And I want you to start surrendering your life to Jesus, the areas that you don't think you'd be so proud of, right? And just know that he's going to give you the strength to overcome some of those things if you ask him. Now, for some people, like I know many, many people, they get saved, they ask Jesus into their heart, and then they never even desire to smoke again if that was something that they wanted to stop. Or, you know, their language starts changing, or they just feel more loving, they don't have so much anger and road rage inside and all of those things. But for others, we need to ask Jesus to give us the strength, and through his strength, not our own, we'll be able to overcome those. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing, that the enemy's a liar. Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him, he's a liar. And some people even might even say the words to you, but the devil's going to try to trick you and try to tell you that you really aren't saved. But don't believe it, because you know what? If you prayed the prayer with me, you are saved. When that happened, I want you to know that the Word of God says that you are saved, and I want you just to say, I am saved now, and I'm going to praise my Heavenly Father for my salvation. So don't feel like you have to argue it out with them. Just say, you know I'm saved, and I just want to praise my Heavenly Father for my salvation. Now, as you read your Bible, you're going to discover some things that you might want to do anymore, and that's okay. You're going to find that God's going to help your spirit man inside of your body might just say, hey, you know what, you shouldn't be doing that, or maybe you don't want to do that. Listen to that, because God will give you the power to overcome in those areas. You know, we're all still human beings, and even though we do our best with God's help, we still sometimes make mistakes, and we sometimes fail. Sometimes we fail every day, and the devil would like to use that against you, bringing you under condemnation. But it tells us in the Word that there is no condemnation once you become a believer. So don't ever listen to him. He's a liar. He's the father of lies, according to John 8:44. Rather, believe what the Word of the Heavenly Father says. And he says in John 1:9, if we, and that included the Apostle John himself, confess our sin, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means all of it. God says all, he means all. God is saying that when you sin, you just have to immediately confess it to him, and then know it's just saying, hey, God, I messed up. I lied, or I stretched the truth, or whatever it was that happened. And then know beyond a shadow of a doubt and accept that you're forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness, which once again puts you in righteousness in God's eyes, because we have Jesus' righteousness. Now, the devil may still try to bring you into condemnation by saying, oh, you can't get off that easy, and keep bugging you. But God tells us in Romans 8:1 that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Resist the devil in this verse, and just tell him, you know, just say it out loud. I'm free from condemnation because my life is hidden in Christ Jesus. God sees my life through that shed blood of Jesus Christ, which has cleansed me from all unrighteousness, and he is satisfied that Christ has been paid for this in full. I also wanted to share just one last verse with you. James 4:7 says, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist condemnation, resist unworthiness, doubt, fear, unbelief, unforgiveness, resentment, hate, bitterness, sin, all of it. In the authority of the name of Jesus, all of that is resisting the devil. So practice this, and practice the truth, and make sure you become a part of this, and have it be a part of your everyday life. You know, and I want to celebrate with you. So make sure that you reach out to me by email and let me know that you've made this great decision. And I also want you to know that you can just share simply by sharing that prayer, sharing some of these verses with people, just asking people, do you know that Jesus is the Lord of your life? Have you asked him into your heart? Is he your Savior? People love to know that they're being prayed for, that they're loved. But there's nothing like personally having that relationship with the Lord, and that's what he wants. That's what it takes to get into heaven. Well, I hope that this has blessed you, given you some instruction, maybe even changed your life. And if you have any other questions, I want you to know all you have to do is to just, you know, come and ask me. If you've got more questions, message me on Facebook, send me an email to Becky@BeckySpeeth.com, and I'm here to support you. God's got an exciting plan for you. He's planned that you would be one of his children. He tells us in his Word that he doesn't want anyone to perish. That means you. And again, I want you to remember, there's nothing too horrible for God. He wants to forgive you. Satan wants to keep you trapped with guilt and condemnation and making you feel like you're unworthy. Those are all lies. He loves you. and I love you. I'm going to unmute everybody to see if there's anybody that has a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer. Does anybody else have a prayer request that they'd like us to pray about today? Or a praise report? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you that you love us so much, that you want us all to be in relationship with you. And Lord, I'm just so thankful that you love me. You're the Lord of my life. You're my Father God. You're my husband. Why my husband can't be a good husband to me. You are my Father. You are everything to me. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the joy that you give me. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your light. I thank you that you've given me a hope and a future. And Lord, I do pray right now in Jesus' name that you will be with Patty, Lord, that you will give her peace and that you will put a guard before her mouth that she wouldn't sin before you and that her attitude would be positive with your love and your light flowing through her, that she could be your example in her workplace. Lord, I thank you for the new job that you're preparing her for. And Lord, I pray that you will help her to see all the opportunities around her. And Lord, I pray also that in this time while she's searching and seeking, that you will help everyone to have a new sense of, you know what, I want to work as a team there at her office. Lord, I pray that you will give her everything, every tool, every resource that she needs, that favor would go up before her as she's preparing for her new job, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask that. And Lord, I pray for Amy's husband. You know that he's been diagnosed with cancer, but I want to just proclaim right now that cancer, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. You leave his body now. He's a child of the Most High God. He is not going to fall victim. He is not going to give in to your lies of death. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that if there's any unforgiveness in any of our hearts, Lord, we know that that's an open door for the enemy to come and to steal from us, to destroy us. So we ask, Lord, now, I ask in Jesus' name, if there's any unforgiveness, whether it's forgiving a person or forgiving the deeds that they've done, Lord, that you would just help us bring that to our remembrance. We ask forgiveness now for that. We forgive them in Jesus' name for anybody that's ever hurt us so that we can close the door to the enemy. Lord, I pray for my precious friend Cindy, Lord, that you know that she's waiting for a liver transplant. I pray that you will do a healing work in her body, that you will just we call and command every cell in Jesus' name to be able to come into that perfect alignment now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that if there is any other sickness, disease, Lord, we just rebuke it now in Jesus' name. And we call forth healing, restoration, reconciliation. And Lord, I just want to thank you for all those that have made that decision to become your children today, that's asked that you into their heart and that you will become the Lord of their life, that you will just make that relationship so sweet and so beautiful and so wonderful. We put a hedge of protection around each one of them with your mighty warring angels to protect them in all their ways. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great week, everybody. Know that I'm praying for you. I love you. And invite your friends to the call next week. And thank you for everybody that joined us live or listening to the recording. We do this call every single Monday at 8:30 Central. I get on the phone about 5 minutes early to take prayer requests and praise reports. And you can always find us on The Christian Direct Seller on Facebook. Take care. God bless you. And I will be here again next Monday to spend time with you. Bye now.